we get things underway by welcoming back to the program Mike Lowe from the Portland Press Herald. Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Going very well. Thank you. Good to have you back with us. And, well, that means we're playing some football soon.
That means we're playing football. So what movies is Alan looking at, you know?
I do. Alan, let's see. What did he tell me he's seen? Candyman, Vacation okay. Friends, He's okay. All That, and the Bob Ross movie.
Okay. I don't think I'd go watch any of them, but that's okay.
Have you seen anything good lately?
Candyman's a horror movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Candyman's a horror movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I just recently watched Reminiscent, the new Hugh Jackman movie with my wife, and it was different. It was a good movie, a little strange, but I can say it was a good movie. I don't think I'd go see it again, but we enjoyed it.
All right, now we're going to talk football, but I need to get to this bigger story that I originally saw on your Twitter feed earlier. No more B&M baked beans?
Not happy about that.
Wow.
I'm not happy. Here's the thing. It's not about the product. It's about the fact that it's not going to be there. It's a staple of Portland. It adds so much character to the city. And, yeah, they bring in this big thing from Northeastern University. It's going to be the AI center and all that. I'm sure it's great for the city of Portland, but it stinks for the city of Portland, and it's bad for the city of Portland in a way. I guess it losing some of its character, and I'm not happy about that.
No, I'm with you on that. I was shocked when I saw that. I can't drive by without looking for it.
They tore down the smokestack a couple of months ago. I guess we should have realized something was up, but I don't know.
That's not good. Not good at all.
It's just us old guys, Rich. We're losing all those things that were dear to us.
You're right. But we got some black bear football coming back, and that's good. Thursday night, as far as I know, all systems are go for fans in the house in Maine football.
Yeah, well, given the weather forecast, I'm not sure how many fans will actually show up if it's it's torrential hot rain that they're talking about. But I hope some people are there. I'm looking forward to this season. I think this is going to be a fun team to watch. Obviously, a very difficult schedule right off the bat. Delaware and James Madison. You're going against either number 5 or the number 2 team in the country in preseason polls, and then you get an FBS team in there. I don't know how they're going to do record-wise, but I think this is going to be a fun team to watch.
People always ask me, as I'm sure they do you, how do you think Maine will do this year? And most years, I give a little range, and I feel like this year, more than any other, I know less than ever before. I wouldn't be surprised by anything, and part of that's because I don't know what we learned about the team in the spring, because they had two pretty good games and two not so good games.
And two games that were canceled because of COVID.
Right.
So, I don't think we ever saw the team. Well, we obviously saw the team at its best against Albany. And they were also at their worst against Delaware. So, it is a hard team to figure out. And it's not just this. It's every sports team, college or high school sports team, that's coming back this year to play. I've been talking to football and field hockey coaches down here in Southern Maine, and nobody knows what anybody has, because you lost a class. College, of course, you could come back. It was interesting to hear some of the CAA coaches today on their morning conference call talking about having 6-year players and 24-year-old guys in their roster. I've never had that before, and how that changes things. It really does, because you can do things with them that you can't do with a freshman, So who knows? I mean, we know that Maine has a very good passing game with Devin Young and Andre Miller and Joe Fagiano, and even the two running backs can catch the ball well. And Sean Bowman has shown that he can be effective in the passing game, and we know they have a good offensive line, but can they run enough to take the pressure off that? Can they run the ball effectively enough to take the pressure off passing? Defensively, now the news that Catley Joseph is injured again, that's going to hurt this team. And I think it hurts them significantly. at that cornerback position. But they have, you know, they're very confident in their linebackers. They feel they have a very strong core of linebackers, and they like the defensive front. They feel that they're stronger and can be more stout at the line. But again, now here's that secondary. Are we going to have a repeat of last year when the Black Bears would get a team in third and 15 and the team would throw a 25-yard completion?
And I agree with you, and I think, as it is most years, it'll come down to two things first and foremost, and you already touched on it. Offensively, you've got to run the ball, and whether it's Elijah Barnwell or Freddie Brock, I think one of those guys has to emerge as somebody who can get them 80 to 120 yards a game.
I agree. I mean, this is a team that, you know, they always talk about, you know, we want to establish this identity. It's our identity. You know, we're going to be a tough physical team. This is the way we have to be. And in the last couple of years, we've seen them obviously shifting to a passing offense because that's where their skill players are. That's where their quarterback was most effective. Well, that was good, but you know, what's their record over the last 2 years? They're 10-10. You know, I mean, that's what throwing the ball a lot got them, a 10-10 record rather than a better mark. And I'm not saying that, you know, that's bad, because you look at the NFL and there are teams that they just throw the ball all the time. You look at college football, there are teams that throw the ball all the time and they're very successful. But I do think you need to take the pressure off Joe Fagnano. They do a lot of play action fakes with the running game in the passing game to try and, you know, freeze the linebackers or make people think. But if you're not running the ball, that does nothing. That doesn't freeze anybody. They're just going to drop back and they're going to cover people. So I agree. Either Barnwell or Brock or whoever has to step in and give them that running game that they had in 2018. You know, when they went all the way to the, you know, semifinals.
And the other thing they did so well in 18 was stop the run. They were one of the best in the country. I think it was less than 80 rushing yards per game. They didn't do that so well in the spring, and that's a key too, especially in terms of being able to get your defense off the field on third downs.
Well, and I think one of the things, I've talked to players and coaches about this a lot, they did not feel that they were physically ready to play last spring, their guys up front. They didn't have any you know, off-season workouts. They didn't have any of that weight training and stuff. And physically, they were pushed around a lot on the offensive line, on the defensive line. And they had the weight training this year. They spent time up in Oro in the summer. And to a man, they all feel that they're much stronger at the point of attack right now than they were last spring. And they need to be, because they need to put teams in a third and 8 or third and 12 or whatever it is, because they feel that their linebackers, and if you look at their depth chart, Rich, I mean, they've got some pretty decent linebackers there in their top six linebackers. These are guys who can, you know, play against the run and you know, play against the pass, like Sterling Sheffield type guy who can break through and disrupt the passing game with a sack or whatever. And they've got some guys who can do that. I'm looking forward to seeing that particular group on the field defensively to see how these linebackers react to you know, they got to play an aggressive defense. Let's see what they can do.
We're talking with Mike Lowe on Downtown. You mentioned the schedule. It's a backbreaker. Number 5, Delaware. And then on the road to take on number 2, James Madison, you get a somewhat easier game with Merrimack coming to town. And then you head out to play an FBS opponent in Northern Illinois.
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny because Nick Chelton says that's a main schedule right there. We want to play the best. We're going to play the best. I'll tell you what, I really feel that they need to win one of the first two games if they're going to be a factor in the CAA this year. And obviously, the Thursday night game is going to be the best. You know, we would assume it was going to be the best bet for them to win, best chance for them to win. And you know, it's the opener. You never know what's going to happen in these openers. We talked to Danny Rocco today, and he said, you have to worry about yourself, you know, more than any other team, because you have to take care of the ball. You have to do the things you do well in order to be successful on a first game, because you have no idea what the other team is throwing at you. Hey, let's face it, we have a bad weather forecast for Thursday night, Rich. I mean, that could be a huge factor. Is anybody going to be able to throw the ball? Or you know, is this going to be... It, for me personally, if they want to run the ball on every play, I have an early deadline, that'd be cool. You know?
But you're right about those first two games, because if you start out 0-2, realistically, you need to go no worse than 7-2 the rest of the way to have a shot at the playoffs.
Exactly. And that would probably mean winning one of your games against an FBS team, which I think they, maybe could be Massachusetts. Who knows? They've gone out and they've done it before. If they could split these first two games in the conference, I think that puts them in a pretty really good position. They always talk about just taking one step at a time and one game at a time, and you have to do that. But realistically, you need a win in one of these first two games, I think.
Hey, great piece yesterday. New addition, best free agent pickup of the season for you guys, grabbing Travis Lazarchuk. He and Steve Craig and everybody did a wonderful job. Great coverage of high school football in yesterday's paper.
It was fantastic, and you guys can check it out online if you weren't able to pick up a copy, or you can actually contact us if you want a copy, and we'll get one to you. They did great work. I just stood back and did nothing. I was not involved with that at all. But I was doing other things. Well, they're going to be the football guys this year, and it was fantastic. It really hit a lot of points. Of what we're looking at this year. And Rich, I don't know if you saw it, but a little while ago, I just retweeted a story out of Virginia where Fairfax County is going to require vaccinations to participate in high school athletics for everyone starting November 8th.
Wow.
They feel they can't do anything for the fall season because it's already begun. But if you're going to play in the winter in Fairfax County in Virginia, which is one of the largest school districts in the nation, you're going to be vaccinated.
Well, and I've heard this from some coaches, and I expect there'll be more that do this. The smart ones will, and that's coaches encouraging their players to get vaccinated and saying, if you are vaccinated, we don't have to worry about some of the situations that we're in and some other teams in right now. So you're helping out the team as well as yourself if you do this.
Exactly. Well, in my high school sport is field hockey. That's the one I primarily cover. And a lot of people laugh at me, but I had a daughter who played the sport, and I love watching high school. I love watching field hockey, period. And I talked to a coach on Friday who had 8 of her players in quarantine, and none of them were vaccinated, while all the other kids who were vaccinated were able to play. There's your point right there. I mean, you're not helping anything. You're not helping your team if you're not vaccinated.
It'll be an interesting fall, to say the least, for Maine football. It begins on Thursday night against the Delaware Blue Hens. Mike, I look forward to seeing you there come Thursday.
I'm looking forward to being up there. I'm going to stay up at the Black Bear Inn on Thursday night. So I've never stayed at that one. Hopefully it won't blow away or anything,
Well, I've never stayed there, but I've been to events there. It's a beautiful spot close by. You couldn't get any better location to be near the campus. So I look That's forward right. to seeing you as we're all masked up in the booth, but I'll know your eyes when I see them.
I'll know you too, Rich. You take care.
All right. We'll see you then. Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Mike Lowe, Portland Press Herald, talking Black Bear football and more with us on Downtown.